I'm Susan Saunders, and I'd like you to enjoy here for just a moment a little bit of harp music, if you will, and then we'll explain why and how and who you're listening to. But listen for the harp in here, will you? I guess the person who would actually explain the lovely sounds of this harp could do it better than I can as my guest here, Ted Nicholson. Ted, who am I listening to play harp?
Yes, that's Liz Ilku, and she was the principal harpist in the Detroit Symphony from 1958 to 1988.
And this is a historical recording of her playing the harp from the symphony.
Yes, it was recorded on November 15, 1960 in Detroit at the Ford Auditorium. And she's playing the Mozart Flute and Harp Concerto, and that's with Albert Tipton's flute.
And I understand that at that time, she was the only female performer in the Detroit Symphony. Is that true?
Well, she was the only principal female player at that time. There were two other section players, a violist and a violin player. And Liz had told me that at that time, it was a male-dominated orchestra, as most orchestras were. She was one of the first female players there was allowed into a symphony orchestra, and they had a little room for the women down in the basement, and they were told to stay there, and they could not come out until they were told to come up onto the stage.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it was that's what Liz had told me, and at the time that's just the way it was. Nobody ever really questioned that.
That was just the women will use them if we have to.
Well,
Oh, go ahead.
Well, she told me that they tried to have a male harpist and that he couldn't count, and so they had to get rid of him.
And to get a good harpist. Ted, the reason we're having you on the air today is to talk about your campaign to save the actual harp that we are hearing that
yes.
Liz played in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Tell us
exactly
how this began for you, the love of the harp. Let's start at the very beginning, because it's an unusual instrument for people to choose to play.
Yes, well, it's so funny. It started right there in Bloomington at Illinois Wesleyan University. And I had a job taking attendance and setting up chairs for the orchestra. And I was already a pianist, and I really wanted to be in the orchestra. All my friends were in orchestra. And so I ended up taking harp lessons, and I was so good at it, I learned very quickly. And then I ended up majoring in harp at Wesleyan. And eventually I did end up out in California. I now live in Hollywood, California, and I have a career out here as a freelance harpist.
How much work do you do as a freelance harpist that's not at a wedding? Because I'm assuming you are invited to everybody's marriage.
Yeah, it really does seem like that. Well, I can tell you that I did 116 bookings last year. Probably half of them were weddings. I've actually been picking up a lot for Forest Lawn Mortuaries. That's a huge chain of mortuaries in Los Angeles. So I do quite a few funerals now. So I actually stay extremely busy, and, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for harpists out here.
Is there a lot of opportunities for harpists nationwide? Is it an instrument that it has a calling that we need to have filled?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that maybe there's not enough harpists out there, and I think that when there is a harpist or two in a community, certainly the community embraces it, and it just, you know, I just feel very fortunate out here because everybody has been asking me to play and perform. Wonderful.
It sounds like an instrument that is not easy to play. Now, I too am a pianist, so I understand all the music theory and the concept behind playing the harp, but I've never been good at a string instrument of any kind. I can't play guitar, ukulele, banjo. It just doesn't work with my fingers. How difficult is it to learn the harp?
Well, playing the harp is a very scientific type of thing. You know, there's a lot involved with the hand position and the placement of the fingers and exactly where the fingers are touching the strings and the different motion of the hands and the gestures. There's just a lot involved. And then there's 7 pedals across the bottom of the harp, and those control the accidentals, the sharps and the flats and the naturals. So you've got a lot going on simultaneously. You can be playing with your hands, and then you're changing the pitches of the strings with your feet.
Wow, I had no idea. I assumed those three pedals were similar to the pedals on a piano, where you were extending a note or dampening a note for sound.
And no, they're discs. They're forked discs, and the discs turn, and they pull the strings up and down a half step.
So it's not like a piano where you have an individual string for each note. You have to have the pedals involved.
Yes, there are three pitches for each string. So if you look on a harp, there are red strings, and that red string is going to be either C flat, C natural, or C sharp, depending on where the C pedal is pushed with your foot.
I appreciate the explanation, because that helps me understand, when I was price checking harps the other day, why they're so expensive.
They are very expensive. I will tell you this GoFundMe campaign. I'll tell you why I do have it. I really wanted to do a restoration on a harp, find a very historical harp that I could be proud of. So I completely financed it on my own, and I put all my money into it. And then the technician that I had hired to do the job, he passed away. It was very shocking. I was very upset about it. Lots of people were upset. And when it, you know, when there was, they looked into the finances, you know, he had already spent at least the portion of money that I had given him. And so this is such an important instrument in terms of it being a work of art and the history behind it. It's not just a regular harp. The carving, the gold leafing, it's an absolutely extraordinary harp that I don't think many people have seen.
What we're talking to Ted Nicholson about, if you're just joining us here on WJBC and WJBC.com, is the fact that as a devout harpist and a very successful professional harpist who used to live here in Central Illinois and is now in Southern California, Ted decided he wanted to purchase and restore the harp that Liz was playing previously in our segment here from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. When you first discovered that harp, it was in pieces, correct?
Well, it was still together, and then I did send it out for the restoration. It was it actually survived a fire. The technician had moved out of the workshop, moved my harp out maybe a day or two earlier, and then it was in a big building, and the building burned down. And so then I went to Chicago to kind of see it, and then my car got towed when I was in Chicago, and it was a winter storm, and I was standing there, no car. I couldn't see the harp because the guy I found out was in the hospital.
And, oh, gosh.
And then so I returned back to California, and then a few months after that, I got a call saying that he had died, and then shortly after that, I found out all my money was gone.
Well, let's go through this step by step. Where did you discover, and how did you discover this incredibly historic musical instrument was, you know, just lying around needing love? How did that first happen?
Well, I did my master music and harp performance at the University of Michigan, so I had a lot of connections to the Detroit area. So I was, I would look around every other day for harp listings, and I came across this, and I thought, wow, that would be so meaningful to me because of all the time that I spent in Michigan, and I did a lot of harp performing in Detroit, and so it seemed like the right fit. And it was an extraordinarily rare model of harp, and so that's why I think I was really interested in it, and I didn't think I was going to find another one.
When you say listings, is that, you know, harpsareus.com, or is this literally, a specialized place where people would sell harps?
Yeah, there's about five different websites. There's a website called harpcolumn.com, and they have classifieds. And this listing was actually on a website of a harpist who sells harps.
Okay.
So it's kind of a little specialized.
And the harp, when you first found it, was not at all in playable condition, but was worth restoring. Now, here's why I want to get nosy here, Mr. Nicholson. Because when I was price checking those harps the other day, just to find out, I'm just curious how much a harp costs, and I found out they can range anywhere from $5 to over $100,000 for a brand new harp. So I have to be nosy. What did it cost to just purchase the non-working harp to begin with?
Well, the non-working harp, I paid $23,000 for that. And then the gold leaf gilding that I'm having done is $12,000. And then I think the rest of it is going to be around $15,000.
They have
to
strip
it. Yeah, they have to strip it and refinish it. And there's a lot, but there's some things that have to be replaced.
So you were already planning to bring this harp back to life in the neighborhood of $45,000.
Yes.
And the GoFundMe story that we want to talk about today is your ask of other people who absolutely love the harp and understand the historic significance of the one from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. You're trying now, after everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, to try and get that harp restored. You're trying to ask for money to complete the restoration project. So the restoration project, you think, will be around $15,000?
Yeah. On the GoFundMe campaign, the goal is $3,695. That was essentially my loss that I incurred when, you know, when everything started going wrong. But, of course, you know, it has been kind of expensive to then move the harp, you know, to, and it was very funny. I had to hire somebody to go out and do an inventory and find all the pieces, because after this guy passed away, there was all kinds of harps that were disassembled.
And you couldn't tell, and at first they couldn't tell which pieces were yours and which pieces weren't.
No. And I hired somebody, and he went and he did an inventory and separated everything out.
So when this harp is completely restored, any idea of the value of this harp? If it's completed, all of the gilding is done, and it becomes an instrument that you can play on a regular basis, what would a harp like that be worth?
Probably about $70,000.
Wow.
That's probably what it will end up being in the end.
And that's not even including the fact that it was the harp played for years and years and years by one of the world's most famous harpists through the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, yeah. And the Detroit Symphony, I mean, people sometimes think of Detroit as a rundown city, but back then the Detroit Symphony was considered in the top 10 orchestras in the world at the time. So, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, this is a, you know, a big deal.
My goodness. Well, I do want to talk more about this with you. Ted Nicholson, who learned his love of the harp right here in central Illinois. You might have heard him for years as a pianist working at Von Maur, you know, playing the nice music while you were shopping. Now he is a very successful harpist in Southern California. We're talking to him today on WJBC, and we're going to talk to you a little bit more about how people can help you get this harp back to life and whether or not we'll ever hear you play it, coming up here on WJBC. Stay tuned. All right, 10:26, I'm talking live with Ted Nicholson. And Ted, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to get you off hold here before we're back live on the air, but I was taking down the phone number of your former kindergarten teacher, Nancy, who wants to get in touch with you, so I'll give you that when we get off the air.
Yeah.
And also, FYI, stay tuned here on WJBC. Once we're done talking with Ted, we are supposed to have the president on the air from the Rose Garden live talking about the historic Supreme Court ruling this morning on his health care plan. So that's still to come. But Ted, while I've got you, let's recap what everybody needs to know. Ted's playing harp full-time in Southern California, but he bought it with plans to restore the historic Detroit Symphony harp that was used for probably 40 years, 50 years of the Detroit Symphony?
But approximately.
It had gone into disrepair, and after spending over $20,000 to buy the harp and $15,000 out of his own pocket to restore the harp, the sad news is the man he hired to restore it died mid-process, and he wasn't able to get any of his money back for the unfinished project. Am I so far so correct on this story?
Yes, correct.
All right, and then you had to hire even more people to try and get your harp back from the estate. Now Ted has a GoFundMe page. We're trying to ask for a small amount of donations to save the historical symphony harp. I have to ask, Ted, you're asking for a relatively small amount. You're asking for $3,700, of which $1,800 has already been pledged. If people do pledge money to help you restore this harp, what might they get in return? Would they get the opportunity to see you play it here, maybe, sort of, please?
Yeah, absolutely. The harp is being restored in Chicago, and it's my intention to bring it down to Bloomington Normal. I can probably do a program at Wesleyan ISU or also at my church, the Methodist Church in Normal.
That would be amazing.
I would love to come down and do a program. I would love to share it with everybody. Everybody's been very supportive there in Bloomington.
Folks, if you want to donate, the website directly is gofundme.com/save the harp. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHarp. Or if you're on the GoFundMe.com website, if you type in Ted Nicholson, it will also take you right to that page where there's beautiful pictures of the harp in its original form, pictures along the way of getting it restored, pictures of Liz holding the harp with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. I apologize, we've only got about another minute left here, Ted. What else can you tell us about this harp that would make people really want to save it?
Well, you know, like I said, it's a very rare model of harp. You don't see them very often. I don't even think they really make many of them anymore. It's really an American cultural treasure. It really was a big featured piece of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened to this harp. You know, it probably would have just gone into disrepair, and who knows, you know, what would have happened. I know that when I bring it here to Southern California, I'm certainly going to play it and take it out on a lot of the jobs that I do. I play at a lot of very high-end hotels. I have a lot of high-end clients, and I think that it really is going to have a whole new life here. And the harp is 86 years old, and I hope it goes on for another 100 years, even, you know, longer than I'm going to be around. I really think this is an important piece of, of American history, in my opinion.
Well, I was very happy to tell your story today, and I hope more people will follow along. Again, the website, GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHarp.